Blog Talk Radio.
God provides, so why do I worry about my life? When you come to my rescue 1,000 times, every other voice it is a lie. God provides, God provides in ways I can't explain and can't deny. The little that I have, he multiplies. Just when I feel he won't show up on time, God provides. He'll come through when the clouds of doubt rain down on you and test everything you thought you knew. Now you finally see what God can do for you. So tonight, close your eyes, there's no more need to fight. Watch God provide. God provides. It's hard to say when there's no food to eat, or what you see feels all that life will be. And will this be another year of misery for me? But my faith can't survive on just things I see.
Christ, who is the head of my life, to my wife, Pastor-elect Barbara Smith, to my pastors, Apostle Temple and Latisha Spencer, to all of the ministers, evangelists, prophets, deacons, mothers, intercessors, youth, men, ADM frontline, members, family, and good morning. Good morning to our international partners, United Kingdom, Norway, France, Australia, India, Germany. Good morning. Good morning, USA. Nevada, New York, North Carolina, South Carolina, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, California, Alabama, Michigan, Delaware, Oregon, Puerto Rico, Good Morning Atlanta, Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Florida, the Caribbean Island Chain, Missouri, Illinois, Canada, and Connecticut. Good morning, good morning, good morning. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and let us rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. For we called on the Lord, and he heard our cry, and delivered us from out of the muck and the miry clay. On this morning, as you bow down before the throne of God, thanking him for all of his grace, thanking him for all of his mercy, thanking him for all of his goodness and kindness, and all of his love on this morning, thanking him for your life, health, and strength. Thanking him for your family members, your spouse. Thanking him for everything this morning. Thanking him for good news of Jesus Christ. Thanking him for his word that is so true. Thanking him for his Holy Spirit that comes to reprove and to correct. Thanking him for food on your table, shoes on your feet, clothes on your back, a house to live in, jobs and businesses to sustain us, to provide all of our substance. Thanking him, the Holy One, high and lifted up. You see, it was God this morning that touched us with his finger of love and gave us new life. One today. Oh, glory. If it had not been for the Lord on our side this morning, where would we be? Oh, bless his holy name. Oh, bless his holy name. And as we look around, everything is jointly and fitly into place on today. So as we come boldly before the throne of God, giving him all the thanks for all things spiritually and naturally, oh, glory be to his name. Oh, glory be to his name. God, we say we love you and we thank you on this morning, from whom all blessings flow. In the name of your son, Jesus. Good morning, Mother Jackson. God bless you.
Good morning also to you, Pastor Smith. God bless you on this last Monday morning. First, I give honor to Jesus Christ, who's the head of my life. I give honor to my husband, Deacon Joe Jackson. I give honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple, and to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor Barbara Elect Smith, and everyone at ADM Ministry this morning. Father God, we come to your arms. We know how this morning. God, just thanking you just for another brand new day. Thank you for breathing down on us, God, giving us another opportunity of life, giving us another opportunity, God, just to call on the name of Jesus, God. As you woke us up this morning, God, every temperature in our body was just fine. And we began to open our eyes, looking towards the hill which coming out here, and began to just say thank you, Lord, just for another day, God. Oh, God, if I say anything this morning, God, I pray, God, the nation rise this morning, God, and just say, God will say, give him the glory. Arise and give him the glory. Begin to just lift your hands to the hill, which cometh your help. You realize all help coming from the Lord. Just begin to praise him. Magnify his name. Oh, praise the Lord and see how good he is. I thank you, Lord, this morning, God. Once again, we raise up every minister this morning up to you, God. And you just pour strength into them, God, as they pour out into your flock, into the people, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue to shield them and protect them, God. All of their footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you for them, God. So this morning, God, we lift up our family members up to you today, God. We pray, God, that you continue to draw them in, God. Save, deliver, and set free in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you this morning, God. We lift up the one that is in the jail houses, God, in the old folks' home, in the shelter, God, in the mighty name, even in the mental institution, God. We pray, God, that you be a mind regulator for those ones in the mental institution, God. Shield them and protect them in the name of Jesus, God. Go into the jail house, God. We realize a lot of ones in there, God, is in there for no reason, just false accused. Oh, God, but when you begin to open the jails, Lord, oh, God, the doors, God, when they walk out, God, let them be a changed man. Let their heart be no change, God, in the name of Jesus. God, have be a mind regulator for them also, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We lift up our youth this morning, God. We pray, God, that you continue to shield them and protect them, God, as they out of school, God. Going here and there, God, in the name of Jesus, God, shield them even when they're in their home, God, because we realize, God, in the name of Jesus, some kids don't even have parents, God, they're raising themselves, God, all they know is the streets, God, but I pray this morning, God, oh, God, this morning, continue to have your angels chilling around them, God, be that mind regulator for those young women and young men, God. Shield and protect their heart, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. We can't thank you enough, God. As Pastor Smith said, God, we thank you for our thing. The roof over our heads, God. Shoes on our feet, the food on our table, God. We don't take it granted in the mighty name of Jesus. But I pray, God, that you continue to make us the women and men that we need to be in you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. But most of all, God, let that old godly love just continue to flow into our heart, God, oh, Lord, say, God, that we can love our enemy in spite of our God. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God, for our trials and tribulations, because they only come and make us stronger, oh, Lord, say, God, we pray, God, that you continue to stretch us, God, stretch us like never before, God, in the name of Jesus, and let your fire just fall down on us, God. Everything in us is not like you, out of old shake, God. Begin to burn it out in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Yes, Lord, let us get up in the morning time and look in the mirror at the man, out of old shine, out of old shake, God, and begin to immature ourselves, God. We know what's in us, God. We know that what we're doing is not of you, God, out of old shake, God. So we thank you this morning, huh? But let us realize, oh, the Lord, say, huh, the defect that is in us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray this morning, God, for souls this morning, God, in the name of Jesus, God. I pray, God, even for the street women that walk, draw them near to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Turn their lives around, God. Save, deliver, and set the captain free, God. Order their footsteps in the mighty name of Jesus, God. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray for them this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, I look upon the pimp and the one that sailed Jordan about Sunday of the bullshit, God. Oh, God, I know you can do it today. I know that you can do it because you got all powers in your hand. Oh, God, but let them realize that you still live. You're still the shake out all by yourself, God. I ask that you break those strong holes on them, God. Pull everything out of them, God. It's not like you break this morning in the name of Jesus. Up under the blood of Jesus, shake out. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing this morning, God. Even the four corners of the world, Lord, God, I lift it up to you, God, this morning, head of all. I can't do nothing, but I know through you, God, I can do all things, God. So I lift my head up this morning. I hold my mouth open just like a trumpet and cry out, Lord, have your way this morning. Have your way, God, because I can't do nothing without you. I know that I can't, but I know that you can in the mighty name. I lift my husband up this morning. All is well, Honorable Sheikh. All is well with Deacon Joe this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. God, I thank you for what you're doing in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we lift up our grandkids, great-grandkids, Honorable Sheikh. Oh, raise them up to be evangelists, teachers, Honorable Sheikh. Prophets in the mighty name of Jesus, women and names of God, in the name of Jesus, and of ocean, God. Oh, God, let's look around. Let us truly just open our eyes and look around. When we pass by people that are depressed, God, and can't even feel their pain, God, let us look around, God, when we see somebody hungry and don't have passion upon them, God, let us look around, God, and we see somebody still with hate in their heart, God. Can we take a minute, a second to encourage somebody? Can we take a minute, a second to tell them that Jesus loved them also in the name of Jesus, God? God, fix our hearts, God. Put our hearts in the right position, God, that we can do these things to you, God. In the name of Jesus this morning, God, I ask that you touch the ones, God, that heart is full, heart that has been broken, God. I pray this morning, God, that you touch somebody's heart this morning, where their mother, have abused them, and disliked them in the mighty name of Jesus. When they was reaching out for little, the mother, they couldn't give it to them. Because she didn't know what love is. Oh, matter of fact, we don't know what love is until we come in contact with Jesus, the Lord. I asked somebody today, do you truly love Jesus? Do you truly love Jesus, the Lord? If you love Jesus, the Lord, you obey his word, by son. You have the love of Christ in your life. This morning, somebody needs to say, Lord, come by here. Let's stop by here, God. It's me standing in the need of prayer. It's not my mother, not my sister, not my brother, God, but it's truly me, God. It's me, God, all about you, God. Instead of turning at everybody, Lord, all about you, it's been me all the time, God. So I ask you to come in and have your way in my life, God. Clean me up with your kingdom, all about shine, all about you. Save and deliver my seek, all about you, and set my soul free this morning. And my mind, name of Jesus. Oh, and just tell me, God, fix my mind, Lord. My mind is a mess, all about you, God. I can't think of nothing else but how people hurt me, how they disappoint me, how they will show, and I hate somebody. Oh, but God, fix that mind. Fix that mind this morning, Lord. Okay, the blood of Jesus is on your mind. Be a mind regulator for him, God. I cry out. I cry out this morning, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, out of Moshe, because I realize I once was there. And when I see myself saying, you, Jesus, Lord, Moshe, I just thank you, Lord. I thank you for taking me out of that piece of hell, cleaning me up, cleaning my mind, Lord, Moshe, where it was destruction in it. I thank you, Lord, for fixing my heart. What heart? With this, with hate and pain, God. I thank you for the love of Jesus in the soul of God this morning, God. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue, God, to put meat on our plate, God, that we can cut and eat meat and chew, God. Tell me, God, oh, Moshe, God, it's time for your people to arise like never before. It's time, oh, Moshe, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let us continue to eat your word, oh, Moshe, like never before, God. Oh, God, have mercy upon us this morning, God. I don't know, Moshe, I ask that you touch it. Touch the phones, the internet, the lab cocktails, oh, Moshe, this morning, God. And have your divine wake, God. Somebody, God, that's been bound for years, Lord, Moshe, God. All bound up, wrapped out, Lord, Moshe, Moshe, and some of everything, God. But I ask you this morning, Lord, Moshe, in the authority of Jesus Christ, loose that woman and loose that man right now in the name of Jesus. I can declare they shall be free in the name of Jesus. Their mind, Lord, Moshe, is free. Their heart is free, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, Moshe, God, we thank you this morning. We thank you for what you're doing, God. God. Out of all, in spite of all, God, we see still your hand moving, God. We thank you for your peace that is flowing, God. We thank you for your joy, God. We thank you for your goodness this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. God, we thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for this day, God. You didn't have to do it for us, God, but you did it anyhow, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, I realize, God, we don't take anything for granted. I don't take it for granted, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. In spite of the pains in my body, God, yet it still will heal. I'm healed in the mighty name of Jesus. You stand on the word like never before. Stand on God's word. If you say you're healed, you're healed. Because you feel pain, that don't mean that you're not healed. You are healed in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, God. Oh, God, we thank you. We thank you this morning, God. So we say, Holy Spirit, continue to have your way, God. And continue to have your way, God. Oh, in the mighty name of Jesus, these things we ask you this morning, God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray, God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah this morning. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. To come in the midst and to improve and renew everything, every wound, every trial, every tribulation, every request, everything in the corporate prayer that the mother just prayed. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way right now. Have your way right now. In the name of Jesus. As we humble ourselves, Holy Spirit, you take control. You fix it right now. Every trial, every tribulation, that one on the sick bed, Holy Spirit, you heal in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything in the name of Jesus. Every miracle, every sign, every wonder, Holy Spirit of the living God,
Lord, that you come down today, Holy Spirit, to pour out upon the people of God, do it right now.
Make whole in the mind. Make whole in the heart. Make whole in the thought process. Make whole in the body. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, do it right now. Right now. Let your anointing of your Holy Ghost flow right now, Father God. Let it overflow. Let it overrun. Let it overtake. Let it saturate right now, Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus. Do it right now. Holy Spirit. Sweet Spirit of the living God. Have your way. Have your way as we surrender all, Holy Spirit, that you come from the Father through the Son to fix it all in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you come. We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you come right now to touch us, to lead us, to guide us. Right now, Holy Spirit, of the living God, have your way this day, on your people, internationally, nationally, and locally, Lord God. Holy Spirit, move and super rule right now in the earth over everything and everybody. Right now, Holy Spirit of the living God, we seek you. We seek you that you come, that we receive what you brought down from the Father through the Son Holy
yes.
Spirit
Edible
of the living
yes,
God.
Lord.
Yes, yes, yes.
Lord.
Have your
yes,
way
Lord.
Right now
yes,
in the Lord. Name of Jesus. Get it, Ebo Shun. Get it, Ebo Shun. Have your way. Have your way. There's no other way. There's no other way but through the blood of Jesus. Holy Spirit, right now, right now, move right now. Saturate, saturate the atmosphere from the north, the south, east, and the west. Holy Spirit of the living God, have your way. Touch your people right now. Touch your people. And they're going in and they're coming out. Touch them right now, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Lead us. Guide us right now. Holy Spirit of the living God. Do it right now. Yes, Holy Spirit. Glory, hallelujah. Yes, we feel you, Holy Spirit. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your presence. Holy Spirit of the living God. We
yes,
thank you,
Lord.
And we praise
yes,
you,
yes, Lord.
Glory be
yes.
to God. How wonderful is your name. How
yes,
wonderful
Lord.
Is your name,
Lord.
Holy Spirit
yes, Lord.
Of the living
yes, Lord.
God. We can do nothing,
yes, we do, Jesus.
Nothing without you, but we can do all
yes,
things,
Lord.
Holy Spirit
yes,
of the living
yes,
God.
Lord.
Through Christ
yes.
Jesus. That strengthens us.
Yes,
oh, dear
Lord,
hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You for the strength.
Lord,
we thank you
God.
For the strength.
Thank
Holy
you,
Spirit.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now have your way. Overshadow
thank
all.
Thank
everything
Lord.
That the enemy
yes,
try to bring
Lord.
Against your people right
yes,
now in the
Lord.
Name of
yes,
Jesus. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Lord.
Every plot, every scheme, every device, right now, we curse it at the root, right now, Holy Spirit, and everything that try to rise up against the knowledge of God, Holy Spirit, you bring it to a rest. You bring it to a rest right now, in the name of Jesus. Make us holy. Make us whole, Holy Spirit, right now, in the name of Jesus. Right now. Because no weapon formed against us shall prosper. No evil befall us. No plague or calamity come now our dwelling place. But you, Holy Spirit, oh glory, hallelujah, will make it whole. And will seal it with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we thank you on today.
Thank you,
and we
Jesus.
Praise you on today, Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord,
for what you've come
Lord.
And did on
yes,
today
Lord.
To take us a little
yes,
higher
Lord.
And a little
yes,
further
Lord.
By the blood of Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit of the
yes,
living
Lord.
God. We say we love you.
Yes,
we say
yes.
we thank you for what
thank
you've
you,
done
Lord.
This morning in the
thank
name
you,
of
Lord.
Jesus that you turned it all around, that
thank
you worked
you,
it out for our good.
Yes,
that
Lord.
Everything is new. That you've
yes,
done a
Lord.
Brand new thing
yes,
in us, Lord Jesus.
Yes,
so, Holy
Lord,
Spirit, continue
yes,
to change
yes,
us. Continue,
Lord.
Holy Spirit, to
yes,
work
Lord.
On us. Continue,
yes, Lord.
Holy Spirit,
yes, Lord.
For our minds to be in alignment
yes,
and to
Lord,
be in position
yes,
with the Lord,
Lord
Jesus Christ,
yes, Lord,
the living
Lord.
Son of God. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You all today. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Thank you. Thank
sweet
you, Lord.
Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Have
Lord,
your
Lord,
way
Lord,
on today.
Yes,
we'll
Lord.
Thank you.
Lord,
and we'll
God.
Praise you because
yes,
of who
Lord.
You are. Holy
yes,
Spirit.
Yes,
we lift
Lord.
Our hands to you to give you honor,
yes.
to give you
yes,
praise,
Lord.
To give you
yes,
the highest
Lord.
Praise.
Say,
hallelujah.
Yes,
hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Jesus.
Have your way. Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We thank
you. Thank
you,
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We thank you for this time.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Holy Spirit, that you came. And you found us, Holy Spirit, where we needed to be found, and that you supplied our need. Spiritually,
amen.
in the name of Jesus.
In the name
so
of
have
Jesus.
You on today. On today. On today. On today. And we thank you, Lord. And we praise
you, Lord.
And we glorify your holy name. From which all blessings flow. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Thank you, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
God bless the
Lord. Jesus.
Oh, my soul. And all that is within me. Oh, bless his holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For you are the fruit of our life. Yes, Lord. And we thank you for being a person, Lord God, that can come and serve you on today. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord. And we praise you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Well, praise God. We got to move on. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And I just tell you, just something being in the presence of the Almighty God. Glory. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. God, we just thank you. God, we just thank you on today. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for this day. We can't thank you enough, Lord God, for what you're doing and what you're going to do for each and every one of us. Glory, hallelujah, internationally, nationally, and locally. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Well, got a word for today, amen, coming out of Proverbs, praise God. 18, beginning at the 20th verse, Proverbs 18 and 20. And I believe we'll go through 21. And it reads as such, amen, praise God. Proverbs 18 and 20. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Just want to throw you a few nuggets this morning about in death being in the power of the tongue. See, the things that we say and the things that we speak, amen, life will be given unto it, whether good, whether bad, praise God, amen. But we who are spiritual, praise God, pray to the Almighty God, to the Lord Jesus Christ, that we will do and say the things, praise God, that are of God, amen. And that will show forth an increase, amen. Praise God. Amen.
Man.
Those things that comes out of our mouths, amen, gives credence until the type of life that we're living.
Amen.
So is it a godly life or is it an ungodly life? Amen. Remember when the enemy and a third of the angels were thrown down, that they were thrown down here to earth.
Yeah.
And isn't it ironic, amen, praise God, that they were thrown down here and that God decided to put the Garden of Eden and man to flourish down here amongst the enemy? Amen. But you see, God gives us a choice, praise God.
He does.
We have a choice to do right, and we have the choice to do wrong.
Amen.
We have the choice to say this, and we have the choice to say that.
Amen.
But in our sayings, is it fruitful, praise God, or is it not fruitful? Amen. For God is love, and
yes,
he made us out of that love.
Amen.
So the things that we speak should be the things that God speak. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
From our lips. Amen.
Yes.
You know, we can put ourselves into bands, amen, just by saying things, praise God, around the wrong people at the
amen.
Wrong time.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Okay.
But if we think about, you know, what we're saying, you know, the apostle gave us the illustration about the inner circle, the core, the people that are around you. Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says to know those who labor among you.
Amen.
Amen. If you're laboring among godly people, amen. Sincere-hearted saints, praise God. Amen. Amen. They can get a prayer through. Those are the ones, praise God, that you want to more likely conversate with on a daily basis. Amen.
Amen.
But if that conversation is unfruitful, unproductive, evil, vile, amen, wretched, amen, backbiting, amen, and any such thing, it don't need to be coming out of our mouths. And I said, because the Bible says, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Amen.
But we who are spiritual, amen,
right.
We have to put on the character of Christ. Amen.
Amen.
And when we put on
amen.
The character of Christ, amen, we're going to be obedient until the
amen.
Spirit of God and the Word of God. And these things, amen, that come out of our mouth that we have no business saying, we won't save them.
Amen.
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 Amen. You know, also the apostle is talking about, you know, being mad or angry, but the word of God says sin not. Amen.
Amen.
Well, you know, we really have to watch the anger. We really have to watch the madness. Because listen to those two words, anger, madness.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Don't sound like anything like being in a good place to be fruitful.
No, it doesn't.
Amen.
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 Amen. Sounds like chaos. Sounds like distraction.
Yes,
sounds like the things that are cursing instead of blessing. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Say, Jesus. Amen.
But when we could bless at all times instead of cursing.
Amen.
God will be pleased with us.
Yes,
amen.
He will. Amen.
Amen. But God is not pleased with the enemy, nor should we be.
Amen. Amen.
And
amen.
We shall pray for those that despitefully uses us.
Yes, Lord.
Today.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Jesus.
Amen. Don't
amen.
Go back. Don't get on the telephone or the internet or texting or tweeting or any such thing, you know, talking about them too long definitely don't make a right.
No, it doesn't.
Amen.
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 So I tell you on today, watch what you say, how you say, and who you say. Amen. The things that you say. Watch the words that come out of our mouths. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Praise God. Because God created us in love. Amen.
Yes, he did.
He didn't create us in chaos. Amen. That's the enemy. Amen.
Yes, it is.
And so he tells us to put the enemy under our feet. Praise God. Oh, but if we go down to Kneebone Valley more in prayer.
Yes,
my God.
Yes.
More in fast.
Come on.
More in reading of the word. Glory be to God. More in hanging around those that are in the fire of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we don't have those things coming off our lips saying what we say.
Amen.
Amen. And the Bible tells us to be especially good to those of the household of faith.
Yes,
now, who
Lord,
are the household of faith?
Yes.
We are the household of faith.
Yes,
if you say you saved, born again, delivered, and set free, you are the household of faith. Amen.
Yes, yes. Amen.
Bridle your tongue. Bridle
yes.
your tongue.
Yes,
that goes
Lord.
For all of
Lord.
Us. Because
Come
we're
on.
Living in so dirty, nasty flesh.
Amen.
And there's no good Incredible. Thing in the flesh on
not
today.
Not at all.
Amen.
Not at all.
Praise
Amen.
God. Oh, glory be to God.
Jesus.
And now we turn us over to our own pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. God bless you, Pastor.
God bless you all. I didn't know for sure to jump in because you was hitting on all cylinders and everything else. My God, you got the toenail and the grits and everything else. But this is a subject that, Pastor Smith, I think we need to hit a little bit more on it in the body of mm-hmm. Christ because people really got to understand that there's life and death in the power of tongue. But the revelation of this and the revelation that a lot of people get for years, they thinking that it's power of life and death and the power of tongue concerning to them. No, it's power of life and death and the power of the tongue concerning to everything that you are connected to. Everything mm-hmm. that you are connected to, but what you speak out or what you say or what you deliver, you could cause blessings mm-hmm. or you could cause wrath or warfare mm-hmm. to come to these individuals. Even your wife or even your husband, even different things. You could say things, my God, pertaining to your wife, and you could cause warfare to come upon your mm-hmm. wife. A wife could say things concerning to her husband, and she could cause warfare to come upon her husband or come upon her home. It's power of life and death is deeper than yeah. just an individual. It's just deeper yeah. than just yourself. It's just deeper. It's pertaining to everything about you. It's yeah. pertaining to your house, your atmosphere, everything yeah. about you. If you begin to speak that you're frustrated, you're aggravated, you're yeah. mad, you don't like something, all you're going to do is just walk around with a chip on your shoulder, and it won't never come off no matter how much somebody say you don't need to be like this until you begin yeah. to change the words that you say and begin to change the speaking that you are living in. If you want to change your situation right now, begin mm-hmm. to speak life. Regardless mm-hmm. of what is in the midst of you, you speak life. I don't look at no bank account and say, hey, I'm broke. No, I'm wealthy. You don't
Amen.
Look at those kind of things. You don't look at your body and you get all these medicines and you got to take this. Mm-hmm. Lord, you know, I'm so sick and all that. No, the devil is a lie. I am healed.
Yeah.
Regardless of what yeah. I am taking, amen, I am healed.
Yeah.
You don't look at your weakness and just say, Lord, I've just got these weaknesses. I just love to do what I do. No, I am delivered. I am
yeah.
delivered in the name of Jesus. So you got to begin to speak life. I want to tap into something that I'm going to run. I want to tap into something. Life give you a lesson. Many people, you got to understand, when you come to church or you listening to a broadcast like this and you listen to Pastor Smith, you listen to us teach, my God, you must Mother Ellen, you listen to us teach, we give you a percentage of the lessons that you're going to learn. Life
Amen.
Outside of what we give, we're going to give you the more lesson. People don't understand. I learned more out in the world or in this world atmosphere than I learned in the church. Why is that? Because the world is teaching us all the time. God is using things in the world. God is using things in our everyday life to teach us all the time. But the question is, are you getting the lesson? Are you getting the lesson? You got to understand something. When you become a Christ, when you become a child of God, when you come that, the Holy Spirit begin to lead and guide you, begin to teach you, amen? And they begin to teach you every day and teach you through life principle as you walk. The question
amen.
Is, are you learning the lesson? Are you learning the lesson? You got to understand something. God do not hold you accountable for things that you don't know. So he got to teach you the things that you don't know. But he hold you accountable for the things that you do know. So you got to understand that. And a lot of times, saints of God, we don't understand how weak our mind is. We don't understand how weak our mind is. And a lot of times, God will allow things to come into your life to show you, not to show the other people people. We get so we get our focus and attention on so much on other people's and or looking at them or what they are and what they're thinking. And this person here, this person said this and all that there. But the question is, what about you? The lesson is not from them. The lesson is about you. The growth is not about them. The growth is about you. The blessing is not about them. The blessing is about you. You know, relationship is not about them. Your relationship is about you and God. So you got to understand this. And when somebody could be able to speak stuff in the atmosphere, speak stuff in your life, and it begins to stick to your mind, it begins to stick to your brain, you have a weak mind. You as a weak-minded individual, amen? No matter how, and you know, sometimes we as saints, we get to play this, portray this hard individual, you know, I'm hard and all this stuff. But the moment somebody can shoot something at you about something and already playing in your mind, you're not hard. You know, you're putting on a front and you're putting on something that is not authentic, amen? Your mind is weak because you, when you become in Christ or when you become, when you begin to walk in life, you begin to develop a strong mind. Like Pastor Smith was saying about your circle, you learn your circle. My God, nobody can come and say something to me about my wife, regardless of what, then have me to go in the corner and be thinking like, is they telling the truth? Is they? I'm with her every day. That's my wife. You know, I learned my wife. Amen. I'm up with my wife. You can't come and tell me about my wife and thinking that I'm going to sit here and wonder and ponder on that foolishness that you just told me. Amen? You got to understand something, saints of God. It's power, life, and upon the tongue. On your end, you can speak life and death. And you can speak life and death on everything around you. On the other individual's end, you can receive life or death. Y'all hope y'all caught that one. You can receive life or death. When somebody speak it or when somebody give you something, it's up to you if you want to receive it or not. You receive life and death, or you receive blessing and cursing. Amen? That's why you got to know what's around you. You got to know the devil is not going to bring something unfamiliar to you. He want to bring things familiar to you to shake you. But you got to have a strong mind because the warfare, 90% of the warfare in the body of Christ is right there in that mind. It's right there in that mind. And when you begin to defeat the different things that come into your mind, begin to hold God to his promise. Begin to know who's around you. Begin to know who's for you, who's be able to speak of nothing but the word of God. Ain't going to come with all that other stuff. Know who's going to just going to begin to walk with you, not going to take things that you say out of proportion. When you begin to learn that and overcome the different things of your mind, you'll realize it's a lot of warfare you haven't, you have not. There's a lot of warfare that you could stop. Watch this. I'm going to say this corner and I got to go. Watch this. If somebody able to bring something to you, you need to check yourself and making sure that you are not inviting it. Let me say that again. If something is able to be brought to you, or if somebody could speak something life and death out of the tongue and they willingly to bring something to you, you need to check yourself and see what is about yourself, what is about your conversation, what is about how you present yourself, what is about how you look at yourself, for they can feel comfortable to bring you that stuff. Amen. Most of the time when the adversary begin to release stuff into your life or release something into you because it's an imitation been wrong. They see an imitation and they see that imitation and they release it upon you. Where it's no imitation, you don't have to bring it. I know there's plenty of us, we could say, you know what, Pastor, I don't have that kind of stuff. Nobody ain't going to speak no long death around me. Nobody ain't going to speak this around me. I'm not going to receive that. Guess what? You don't have the imitation, so the stuff is not going to come to you because you are not releasing the imitation. But the moment you begin to release an imitation, you begin to entertain something. You don't have to entertain certain individuals. You can entertain one individual. Then next thing you know, you got another individual, somebody you don't even know, don't came in and want to say this or want to say that. No, son or daughter, what you entertaining, you entertain a spirit. And the spirit is using other individuals to come and join in to what? To devour you. The whole principle of this is devour. Devour you. Or going to be a blessing to you. It's your choice, saints of
God, what you're going to stand up for. It's your choice. It's what you receive. It's your choice what you want to speak out of your mouth. If it's blessing or if it's cursing. It's your choice what you allow come into your home. It's your choice what you're going to allow come into your life. And I plead, I offer you to believe, to make the right choices that you will choose life. And anything that is trying to come in, first of all, you stop it at the door and you send it back. Second of all, you go back into your spiritual mirror, you check yourself and making sure you are not inviting anything. It's just like a young lady. You can have a young lady that is very educated, very bright young lady, very outgoing young lady, a young lady that has standards. But guess what? This young lady, she dressed according to a certain type of way that she brings her attraction to the wrong type of individual. She's educated, she got good standards, but she dressed to where she revealed a lot of things in her body. But guess what? She's not attracting the ones, she's not attracting individuals that is like her, educated, males, educated, outgoing, got standards, got something going for her life. She educating, she attracting some low-down individual. She attracting individuals that all they want to do is just lay up with her. She attracting individuals that they just want to get in the bed with her. She attracting individual. Why is she attracting individual? Because the way she presented herself, she opened an invitation to bring forth the wrong individuals in her life, even though that is not a part of her. I hope y'all caught that one. Even though it's not a part of her, that's the same way as us saints of God. We can attract the wrong individuals into our life or the wrong things into our life, even though it's not a part of us, but it's something that we are presenting to bring it to us. My God, it's something we are presenting. So, my God, power, life, and death is in the tongue. Understand this, that it's not only for destruction of you, but it's the destruction or bring warfare or bring blessing, everything that you're connected with, everything that is around you. And when somebody begins to release, it's up to you to receive it or not to receive it. And once you receive it, amen, and you begin to go into this mind stage to where you wonder and plunder, that means your mind is not strong enough. You need to strengthen your mind. You need to get into a for sure place within the Lord, or for sure place of what God don't release into your life. If not, the devil going to keep bringing wavery stuff unto you. Amen. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. What a word. What a word. Praise God. I hope that somebody's mind is refreshed.
Amen.
That you will choose life and not death on today.
Amen.
So what lesson did you learn from this? Learn to speak life, saints.
Yeah.
Always. Let's speak to life and not to death on today.
Amen.
God will surely bless you. Amen. Come on back tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. where we'll continue to dip into the words of the Lord and the Spirit of the Lord, that He will learn us the things that we need to know.
Amen.
For us to live an abundant, positive life.
Amen.
God bless you. May heaven smile upon you. Amen. And I tell you, I hope that everyone had a God-blessed holiday on yesterday and that all made it back home safe. In the name of Jesus. So we love you. God loves you. God bless you.